It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
And speaking of friends, of course, Millway is our sponsor of the morning show. They're your friends. They're your financial institution of choice, and they are stronger, smarter, and sensible. Alan Brown and his crew. And we do have friends, guests from the community coming in from the Miller County Republican Party. They've got a big meet the candidate. That's why we got them in here. We're not pushing any one candidate or anything like that. We just want you to be educated. So they're going to have a meet the candidate night. So you get a chance to meet a lot of the candidates that are on the ballot. Most all of the ones that are running opposed or whatever. You get at least 30 candidates, a lot of them local, a few state candidates coming in to meet. And this gives you a chance to talk and get to know this person and figure out, hey, I like them. I like what they stand for. This may be what I vote for or
right.
who I vote for.
Right.
So meet the candidate is great. And we do have Laura Bates, the Miller County Tax Collector. I'll get that straight. Sometimes I get it confused. Because you got a tax assessor and then you got a tax collector. That's a different thing, isn't it?
Yes.
You've completely. Told us that before.
Yeah. Yes, I collect what she puts on the books. Yeah. I take the rap for it.
You take the rap.
She's really the one.
Yeah, I got you.
All complaints go somewhere else.
Yeah, so, but she's the tax collector. And Stephen Hollibush, right?
Yes,
city
sir.
Council member right now, city board director for Texas County, Arkansas. I knew the name when he said it. How long have you been a board director now?
I have coming up on 4 years. I'm in my fourth year of this term, first term. So I'm actually will be running for re-election in November.
Oh, okay. So you'll be on the ballot in November. That's when the city election is.
Yes. It's All a nonpartisan right. race, so we don't have a primary.
Cool.
So we go straight to the
general election.
The general, yep.
All right. But for the other candidates, it's out in the county. It is primary time. And so if people want to meet the candidates, talk about the event. It's going to be tomorrow evening. Talk about when, how long, things like that, where.
Okay, so we're going to be at Cross Ties tomorrow night from 5 to 7. This is going to be right before their cornhole tournament. So we're hoping we've got 30-plus candidates that will be there. All of our local candidates are bringing a pot of chili.
All right.
There's going to be free food.
Free chili, and you get to taste all their different recipes.
Yes. Anybody that's traveling is going to bring the extras like cheese and
Fritos and things like
drinks,
that.
All
desserts.
The necessary.
Yeah, the stuff that you go along with it. Hey, that's going to be fun. You get to eat some really good food. And you can find out who locally makes the best chili.
Right.
That means a lot to me. It's kind of like, hey, can you cook chili? You might be good. I agree. So it'll be a chance to enjoy that, but also to be a chance to obviously talk to and hear from the candidates.
Yeah, so you'll have an opportunity to, everybody's going to have a table set up, so you'll have an opportunity to ask them questions, find out what their platform is, what they believe, and find a candidate that you can support.
Absolutely. And you want to go in when you vote, you want to have an idea about what these candidates stand for. As we talked about on the Facebook, it's kind of like, well, you know, you see candidates' signs and you see a picture of them or something, but this is a chance to actually talk to, hear from, and get to know the candidates on a one-on-one basis, and gives you a better idea about what they stand for and whether they are the person you want to vote for. And you got some state candidates coming in as well.
We do. We have several that are going to be running for Arkansas Supreme Court. Several that are running for lieutenant governor. Trying to think who all on a state level is going to be here. Someone that's running for Senate.
Mm-hmm. State Senate?
State Senate, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just going to be a good opportunity to meet a lot of candidates.
So you'll meet some state candidates and pretty much all the local candidates that are running opposed or whatever.
Yes.
There are a few candidates on the ballot that do not have a opponent, which is always good for that candidate.
Yes,
absolutely. Yeah. I can attest to that.
Oh, you're one of the lucky ones. All right. Well, congratulations to that. So it'll be a chance to meet the candidates and eat some good food tomorrow evening at Cross Ties. This would be local news time, but we've already had local news a couple times this morning, so we'll let our new sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
It's American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our friends, our guests from the community today. We got Lori Bates, the tax collector, in Miller County. Got that right. And then we got Stephen Hollibush, who is on the city board of directors for Texas County, Arkansas. And they've got the Republican Meet the Candidates tomorrow night. This is a chance, and we're not pushing any one candidate. We're not pushing any one party. They're just here to say we got to meet the candidates thing, which I think it's a good thing to meet the candidates and be educated before you go and vote. If you got the opportunity, and they're giving you the opportunity, all the candidates going to be there in one place. So your chance to meet and greet and hear from and figure out personally which candidate you want to vote for. You know, if you don't already have one picked out, it's a good chance to find out, you know, hey, I'm on the fence.
Right.
This may help you decide. Plus, each candidate's bringing chili.
Right.
And then they're going to have some state candidates come in, and they're going to bring the accessories like Fritos and things like that. But yo, we're talking off the mic there that there were some people you wanted to mention that were going to be there or coming or were involved.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Also, our current Senator Jimmy Hickey mm-hmm. will be there, as well as our current Representative Carol Dalby. Mm-hmm. Also, Lane Jean and Danny Watson. They will all be there tomorrow night as well. So, you know, if you want to speak to any of them,
right?
Voice
concerns.
Yeah, if you got
praise.
A concern, yeah. Yeah. Now, talk
they
to
have
them.
No problem with praise either.
Well, sure.
No, not at all.
It's okay. Sometimes you can go, hey, you did a great job on
yeah.
that. Or we like what you did on that or whatever. So they will be there as well tomorrow night. What about we mentioned on Facebook, we hadn't yet on the radio, the election dates are kind of themselves.
So the election day for the primary is going to be May the 24th.
Which you said was a Tuesday.
Which is a Tuesday, yes. So, you know, you'll have the early voting for 2 weeks prior. The early voting will be at the American Legion downtown on Broad Street.
Because the courthouse is still closed.
Right, they're still working on it.
Yes.
Soon it will be reopened, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Okay.
We are itching to get back.
A lot of work.
Yes.
A lot of work, but it's going to be great when you get to go back in. But early voting will happen at the American Legion on East Broad Street downtown, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And that begins... did you say Tuesday the 9th or something like
I
that?
I believe
I'm not looking at the calendar.
Well, it'd be May the 10th, but the 9th is the Monday, so I wasn't sure.
You.
Sometimes opens on a Monday.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have firm dates in just a second.
Well.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
Okay. Somewhere around the
10th. Google's catching
somewhere
up
around the 10th, you can start voting early at downtown at the American Legion Post, or you can wait till the day of, which is Tuesday the 24th, and vote at your particular precinct or whatever. And that's right. That's the week before Memorial Day, right?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's coming up real soon. It's because we're already at the 11th of April. So it's coming up real soon. Always, you know, you do have at least one race or maybe a couple of races that have three candidates in there. There's always the possibility.
Right.
That when in a three candidate race, nobody gets above 50%. And then you would have a runoff between the top two vote getters. And that would be probably about a month later. In June sometimes, right?
Summer weather.
Yeah. So, I'm just...
The what ifs.
What ifs? What ifs? You never know
Hopefully
what's going to happen.
That does not happen.
Well, I know. Nobody wants that to happen. No. It's just like, okay, we got one, maybe two races, and then you got to go have another vote. Hopefully, whoever wins it, whoever that is, will get 50%
right.
or above. So you don't have to have a runoff. And then, of course, you have the general election in the fall, and that's... When Stephen's going to be, because that's when they're going to have the board of directors and all that up for election.
Yes, that's when it's going to be Democrats versus Republicans uh-huh. and nonpartisan
kind of
races.
Kind of open thing. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. So for the city, all those races are nonpartisan.
Yeah. So doesn't matter. You just vote. It's just your person.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah,
I'm following.
You following? All right. So that'll be in November if you're wondering when the city election is going to be. And we've got Laura Bates, the Miller County Tax Collector, and Stephen Hollibush, who is City Board of Director. They're in here talking about Meet the Candidates Night. We want you to be educated before you go vote in Miller County. And your chance to meet all the candidates is tomorrow evening inside, don't worry about the weather, inside 5 to 7 at Cross Ties. Each candidate, and there's about 30 of them, are bringing their own pot of chili. So you can get taste a lot of chili and figure out who can make chili. Plus, you're going to have some state candidates come down as well, and you meet them, and they're bringing the extra fixings that go along with the chili. But it is a great opportunity to be educated before you go vote and, you know, enjoy a good time as well. Let's see here. Okay. Our game today is yes or BS. So I'm going to give you a statement, You're going to tell me whether it's true or whether something is just not right about it. It is made up.
All right.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Y'all, that's not very enthusiastic. Yes. Maybe. I don't know. Honeybees navigate by using the sun as a compass.
Yes.
She's very confident with that answer.
I agree with her.
And she is absolutely so right. She is right. She knows her honeybees.
She does.
She knows her honeybees.
No, thank you.
Now, you know, we got a good chance of storms tomorrow night.
Right.
So the average raindrop falls at 20 miles per hour.
Nah,
is
that
yes or BS?
I think it's BS.
That would kill you.
That sounds a little quick.
Has to be low.
Well, Anna?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to kill us. Now, hailstone might, but it would kind of hurt more. You're right. It's 7 miles per hour is the average. Some of them fall faster than 7.
Right.
And some of them fall slower, but the average is 7, so it's not 20. So y'all are correct on that one.
How do they measure that?
I don't know. It's science. I don't know. I just don't know. England, jolly old England, is the only country that has a national dog. You know, like we have a national bird and national this. They got a national dog.
I bet so.
England? What'd you say?
I bet so.
You bet so. You're with her.
Yep.
What do you say, Stephen?
I don't know that any country has a national dog.
Well, as a matter of fact, there is a country that has a national dog. It's Holland.
Oh.
Holland has an, and I don't know what dog. They didn't say what dog. But
we're
Holland.
Googling
I'm
now.
I'm going to Google it.
Yeah, yeah. Thomas Edison, one of my favorites, big inventor, only had 3 months of formal education. 3 months of formal education and never went to high school. Is that yes or BS?
Sure.
Sure. Says Anna.
I agree.
Agree?
That sounds true.
It is true.
I go with the crowd.
Yeah, it is true. He only had 3 months of formal education and never went to high school, yet he invented so many different things. So that goes to show you, you can be smart sometimes without a formal degree. Anna, don't blurt this out because I think we already had this once. Ostriches can run faster than horses.
Yes, that's probably true.
It is true. Contrary to popular belief, dogs do not sweat by panting through the mouth. They sweat through the pads of their feet. Is that yes or BS?
Yeah. We'll go with it.
I'm going to go with her.
Y'all don't sound very certain, but you're so right.
Yes, we are.
You are so right. They actually sweat through the pads of the feet. I did not know that until I learned that from here. Speaking of feet... butterflies taste with their feet.
I'm going to go yes on that one.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I've heard that before.
That is so true. Two more. A crocodile cannot stick out its tongue. Not an alligator, but a crocodile. Crocodile cannot stick out its tongue.
I didn't even know they had a tongue.
And if they could, they wouldn't stick it out.
Right.
We're going to go with yes.
Well,
yes.
I've never had one stick its tongue out at me, so I agree with that statement.
It is true. They cannot stick their tongue. That's a crocodile, by the way, which is a little different from an alligator. But anyway, and the final one. President Harry S. Truman, back in the day, refused to visit... Dumbo, I guess he refused to visit Dumbo at Disneyland in 1957, calling him a Republican symbol. Of course, Dumbo was an elephant. Did Harry S. Truman refuse to visit Dumbo because he's a Republican symbol? That's great for these guys being in here. Is it yes or BS?
I'm going to say it's BS.
You say BS. What do you say, Stephen?
I'm going to say we need to get Dumbo as a mascot.
Yeah.
I think we need to recruit
You just
Dumbo.
Went to the slide on that one.
Well, as a matter of fact, they say it was true.
Oh,
yes, he refused to visit Dumbo, Harry S. Truman, because he was kind of one of those crotchety old, I'm going to tell you how it is kind of guys.
I was just and hoping he had a little bit more...
Yeah, finesse.
Yeah.
He wasn't, Harry S. Truman wasn't very finessing from what I read about. All right, tomorrow night, 5 to 7, Cross Ties. Meet the candidates. I had a chance to meet all the local, pretty much all the local candidates on the ballot on the Republican side there on tomorrow night at Cross Ties 5 to 7. Some state candidates are coming in. We want you to be educated before you vote. That's the main thing. That's why we had them in here. And each candidate is going to make some chili, so you got a chance to do that. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.